We had this guy out a few weeks ago, and I'm really looking forward to having one kind of on a regular basis if we can. Marbu Brown is a customer experience executive and author of the new book, Blueprint for Customer Obsession. And as we get ready to head into, let's see, we got Black Friday. We got, Monday is the one online, and Cyber Monday. Saturday, we got retail, I don't know what that, Small Business Saturday. All these different things. I thought it might be good to get an expert in here to talk about customer service. And Marbu Brown joins us this morning here on WSBA. Marbu, great to have you back on the show. Good morning to you.
And good morning to you, Gary, and it's a pleasure to be back with you.
Well, it's wonderful, but, you know, we're getting ready. You talk a lot about customer obsession, and I really liked what we talked the last time about that whole attitude of if you have an obsession with your customers, you're probably going to have a pretty good business. But a lot of people are looking at disruptions now in supply lines, and we've got all kinds of worries. And I wanted to get at it this morning in terms of the shopping experience coming up starting this weekend and maybe stretching into Cyber Monday. Should people be worried right now about getting their online orders on time? There are a lot of people who are, you know, online now. Black Friday is going down. Online shopping is going up. What are you seeing in terms of the landscape out there this particular shopping season?
Well, let me start by saying that it actually depends who you shop with, right? Because, again, those companies that fall into the customer-obsessed category, they didn't just start preparing for the holiday season now. They started doing that quite a while ago. And so, you know, their holiday preparations are already baked in. So before you started hearing people announcing layoffs and all this other stuff, you know, they already started ramping up and getting prepared for the holiday. So that's one of the reasons that, you know, companies that fall into that category are going to be able to do well for their customers as good or better than they've always done. But I'll tell you the other thing, because, again, we've been hearing about all these layoffs, but these are not going to affect the areas where those companies actually engage with customers, like, you know, taking orders and you know, packaging those orders, delivering them, handling inquiries. It's not going to affect those areas because those layoffs are going to be in other areas, you know, headquarters type things, you know, experimental type things, but not the things that are going to affect how they engage with customers. So what it comes down to is who do you shop with during the shopping season? Because there's some companies that are going to be affected, but others, you know, the ones that I had mentioned before when we talked about, like the Amazons or the Apples,
right,
or those kinds of companies, you know, they've already baked their preparations in and are ready to deliver for their customers.
Marbu, we've seen a great shift, and we talked a little bit about this last time we spoke as well. We see a great shift now from shopping in stores, still have a lot of that, but more now shopping online, convenience and so forth. When you get online, there are a lot of people who have, you know, cut back. People aren't working as much anymore. Are we trying to do more with less right now? And I guess the second question is, one of the things with the proliferation of people going online to shop, how do we deal with that if we are customer-obsessed? You know, customer-obsessed companies ought to be able to say, well, okay, these people are just going to come to us. We'll just treat them whatever way we want to. Or does the customer-obsessed company go the extra mile? And if so, what does the extra mile look like? There's about five questions there somewhere, so I'll let you dissect those however you'd like.
Okay, so let me kind of jump in, because look, you know, when a company is customer obsessed, it thinks about the experience that the customer has end to end, regardless of what channel that customer is shopping with them, right? So if that customer is shopping online, they're thinking about what that shopping experience is going to be, so that, you know, the customer is not having like a complicated shopping experience. There's things they can't understand. There's errors on the web page and all those kinds of things. So the description of the item that they're buying is not accurate. They sweat all of those little details. They sweat the checkout experience, right? And do things to make that as you know, seamless and as effortless as possible. They sweat the delivery experience. So these folks are sweating every detail of their engagement with the customer, in whether it's online, whether it's in a store. And in fact, what they do is to make sure that they have multiple kinds of channels where the customer can shop. So if they want to shop online and pick up in store, if they want to shop online and return in store, they are able to cover all of those different kinds of bases, right? And so that's the kind of thing that a customer-obsessed company would do. They enable customers to shop when, where, and how they choose. Whatever channel of their choice will be the one, and they try to make sure that all of those are equally as good.
You've worked with a lot of different great companies on this planet, J.P. Morgan Chase, Amazon, Microsoft Corporation, Cisco Systems, you know, ones we hear about all the time. And what does the customer-obsessed company have in terms of characteristics, in case people missed this last time? You know, I really like that term customer-obsessed, because I want to think that someone's obsessing over me when I come to the phone or when I go first to person, that they're willing to really meet me. I don't want to become overbearing as a customer, but I want to be treated well. What are the characteristics that great customer-obsessed companies share?
So let me say that, you know, this is something that I cover in the book Blueprint for Customer Obsession in quite a bit of detail. But let me start by saying again, number one, these companies deliver extreme for their customers, right? They have some extreme things that they do for their customers in terms of their return policies. They have extreme things that they do for their customers in terms of how they take care of them online. So that's one of the things. But they also engage personally with their customers. They deliver exceptionally for their customers, and they connect emotionally for their customers, right? So these are some of the things that the customer-obsessed companies do that separate them from other companies, right? And I can give you some additional details behind those characteristics that I gave, like the extreme customer-centric policies, delivering exceptionally, connecting emotionally, and engaging personally. Those are the areas that really kind of separate these companies out.
Barbu Brown, who is a guy who holds two master's degrees, one in mathematics and another in statistics, he's developed some of the most widely used customer experience systems in the industry. And we're talking about our shopping experience, our service experience. Marby, one of the things that, you know, when I go deal with a company, when they're authentic, you kind of know it. You don't want to have service be kind of like an agenda item, but rather it has to be authentic. It has to spread from the top down. Talk about how you do that in an industry.
Yep. So let me say this. First of all, I'd like people to be able to find these customer obsessed companies, and so let me say that people should do their homework. And one of the ways to do their homework, look, the companies that are great at this always have viral stories about them on social media. And I want to use an example for you. Southwest Airlines. Their flight attendants are great at giving something that is simple as a safety demonstration, and they make it so fun that people have taken the time to film those and put them on YouTube, right?
Yep.
And, you know, like, one of them is so fun that 37 million people have gone to look at that YouTube video. Another 126 million people have gone to look at that video. Now, you ask me, how do they do this? Part of how they do this is because it starts all the way in the hiring process, they onboard people in the company, to how they keep, empowering those people as they do their jobs. That's what enables them to be so great at delivering for their customers. But because they do this, those viral stories are there. So I would advise people to go out. If you're thinking about doing business with somebody, look at what it says about them on social media. Check the reviews. See if any of your friends or family or acquaintances have done business with them. And even, you know what, take a moment to look at their policies and see if they have those type of policies that, you know, would kind of give you pause and say, you know, I don't know if I want to deal with them, or if they have customer-friendly policies. These are the kinds of things that you can do to help you find companies that are customer-obsessed, so that you can go do business with them and get these types of benefits that I've been talking about as I've talked about these companies.
You know, you mentioned at Southwest, I was on a flight to Chicago some years ago, and the guy came on and did this whole comedy routine while he was doing the normal, you know, put the seatbelt together and all that kind of stuff. It was really, really fun. Now, that was pre-9/11. So since 9/11, we're not quite as, you know, as friendly in the skies as maybe we were in terms of what we're doing. But it was, I had him on my show. I got back. I said, could you call me? Could I call you? And he said, yeah. And he got on the show and he did this whole routine on my show. It was incredible. But the name of the book, by the way, is Blueprint for Customer Obsession. Marbu Brown is the author of that book. And Marbu, again, thank you so much for joining us. I hope we can do this on a more regular basis. I really enjoy your insights on this. And, again, I think we all hope we can come across the customer-obsessed company as we go through this holiday season and the shopping season as well.
Well, thank you so much, Gary. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you. And, you know, I'm going to say hope is not a strategy. People should do their homework like I described for them so that they can find those customer-obsessed companies. And really appreciate being with you. And look, if people are interested in getting the book, they can find Blueprint for Customer Obsession on Amazon.com. Or if they want to get a hold of me, they can come to my site at customerobsession.net. And, you know, I'd love to help people really get a hold of customer-obsessed companies and make the most of what they have to offer them.
Marbu, a very happy Thanksgiving to you. Great holiday. And we look forward to talking to you again very, very soon, my friend. Thanks again for joining us this morning.
Hey, thank you so much. You have a lovely Thanksgiving yourself. And to all of the listeners out there, have an awesome Thanksgiving.